Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everybody. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 263. And we're going to start off with this from our very fine sponsor, Froggy's Fog. All machines and fluids are in stock and ready to ship. We know the busy holiday season installs are upon us, and we want to make sure you're ready with the machines you need. Currently, all of our Froggy's Fog special effects machines are in stock and ready to ship today. Don't forget to add your favorite Froggy's Fog fluid for your machine. Oh, and did we mention? Free shipping is included for standard pricing customers. Get more details and place those orders at froggiesfog.com. We have this news from Stillwell Manor Haunted Attraction in Anderson, Indiana. We are happy to announce we are back for this season. We've come to an agreement with the building owners to allow us one last season at our current location. This is a big surprise, but we couldn't be happier to be able to give you a show this fall. While we did have about 60% of the haunt torn down, it will be rebuilt. We will bring you an amazing event, and we'll see you all this fall. Keep up with updates at stillwellmanor.com. We got a lot of hiring news, and we're starting this one off with Fright Haven Haunted Attraction in Stratford, Connecticut. Calling all monsters, we are looking to expand our team for the upcoming season. We're hiring actors, no experience required, and are looking to find experienced airbrush artists to join our makeup team. Customer service positions are also available. Find a link to apply at our Facebook page, facebook.com/FrightHaven. We have this update from the Pure Terror Scream Park in Monroe, New York. New for 2023, we are adding three all-new attractions for this Halloween season at Pure Terror Scream Park: Jungle Rot, Pumpkin Alley, and the Monster Midway. 13 terrifying haunted attractions at one location, and we're only 40 miles from New York City. The world's longest haunted attraction keeps on getting longer. Discount tickets for our opening night, September 23rd, are now available at PureTerror.com. We have this interesting news from Nightmare at 3008 in Fultondale, Alabama. Mark your calendars. On October 8th, we will host our Sensory Awareness Day from 3 to 6 p.m. This is where we'll have no strobe lights, loud music, or noises, and no jump scares, and this event is for all ages. Get more details at their Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmare@3008. We have an update from the 13th Realm in Atwood, Tennessee. Our 13th year of bringing fear to our area kicks off on September 23rd. We have new characters, new scenes, new themes, and multiple new photo ops you will not dare to miss. Online ticket sales are now live at the13threalm.com with three ticket options to choose from: general admission, VIP, and our charity VIP that supports St. Jude with 100% of the ticket price. Look for more updates as we draw closer to opening night. Again, that site is the13threalm.com.
Revlo Convention News with this update from the Mad Monster Expo coming to Concord, North Carolina. Kane Hodder returns to the Mad Monster Expo August 25th through the 27th at the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Concord. Kane Hodder will be offering two Jason photo ops. The Jason X pre-Uber, courtesy of Tom Devlin's Monster Museum on Saturday, and the 8-bit Jason on Sunday. Don't miss it. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more, visit madmonster.com/expo2023. We have this update from Spookala in Ocala, Florida. We're happy to announce that we'll be hosting our very own punk rock flea market on September 22nd at the Ocala Downtown Market. This will be a free event that will have vendors, food trucks, and live music by the bands Evergreen Terrace and Bad Luck. If you're a vendor interested in being part of this, spaces are available. You can apply now at spookala.com. We have this from the Zombie X Scream Mud Run coming to Papillon, Nebraska. I hope I pronounced that correct. It's the live, scary 5K obstacle mud run in which zombies infected with a deadly virus will be everywhere. The Zombie Mud Run is the first of its kind in Nebraska. You'll be in contact with man-made obstacles, climbing nets, mud pits, haunted props, and half-dead zombies. Come join us for a fun run and music for spectators and participants. We'll also have our Pirates Pub opening, serving tacos, nachos, and a full bar. Happening at the Bellevue Berry and Pumpkin Patch Ranch in Papillon on Sunday, September 10th. Get more information at facebook.com/Bellevue Berry Farm. We have a little more hiring news, this time from the Indy Scream Park in Anderson, Indiana. Do you want to be a part of the Indy Scream Park team? We're officially hiring for the season. Applicants must be at least 16 years old. Benefits include employee discounts on gift shop apparel and concessions, and the opportunity to earn free passes to the park. Our park is an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace. To request an interview, please complete the interview request form at indiescreenpark.com/jobs. There's some more hiring news, this from the Columbia Manor Haunted House in Columbia, Alabama. Would you like to volunteer at Columbia Manor? Come see what we're all about. Attend one of our orientations and learn all about being a volunteer at Columbia Manor. You're only required to attend one of them, and you must be 16 years of age or older unless accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. We're looking for various character positions and support staff. Volunteer hours are added up to acquire a point system and prizes. To qualify your hours for the point system, you must attend one orientation. If you have any questions, please call 334-333-0655. Orientations are on Sunday, August 27th at 3 p.m., Saturday, September 9th at 3 p.m. at Columbia Manor in the Red Barn at the rear of the property facing Washington Street in Columbia, Alabama. For more information, visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/Columbia Manor. We have this from the Circle of Screams haunted attraction in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. Want to learn how to effectively let your inner creature out? Love all things spooky and want to become a scare actor with our haunt family? Come on out to our acting clinic, meet some weirdos, and leave with a fun fall job. Meet our creative team and join in on the fun we have planned for this season. Happening August 27th from 3 to 6 p.m. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Circle of Screams. We have even more hiring news, this time from Twisted Trails in Wilmington, Ohio. Twisted Trails Haunted Attraction is hiring. We're looking for full-time and part-time actors, makeup artists, and crew for our upcoming haunt season. You must be at least 17 years of age. Positions are available now, starting at over $16 an hour. Main actors and leads start at $17 an hour. Learn more and apply online at gokirkwood.com/twistedtrails. We have this news from the Blood Moon Scream Park in Tamaroa, Illinois. It's time. We're looking for volunteers for our upcoming season. Join Blood Moon Scream Park actors for updates about acting or helping with prop making, decorating, or building. It's fun. We have a wonderful group of people that don't bite much and are easy to make friends with. Get more information at facebook.com/bloodmoonhauntedhouse. Staying in Illinois, we have this news from the Necrosis Haunted House in Rantoul, Illinois. Necrosis returns September 29th for our fifth season of Fear. Want to be part of the action? Necrosis is seeking additional scare actors and operational staff. If you're interested in joining the Necrosis team, please email us at gatesofevil@gmail.com or message us at facebook.com/necrosishaunt. We have even more hiring news, this time from the Midway Wicked Woods Haunted Attraction in Statesville, North Carolina. We're now hiring haunt actors. Get paid to scare people. You must have reliable transportation and be able to work every night we're open. Apply in person on Sunday, September 10th at 3 p.m. Come join our haunt crew and have fun scaring the hell out of people at Midway Wicked Woods. For more information, call 704-546-7615 or visit facebook.com/midwaywickedwoods. We have this from the Indiana Fear Farm in Jamestown, Indiana. Come join us for the 2023 Fear Farm Family Recruiting Night on Saturday, September 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. This is just a meet and greet for us to get to know you for our team. Dress comfortably and visit our website for our schedule and let us know your availability when you come in for the audition. Bring a friend, parent, or come by yourself and we'll see you at the farm. Get more information at indianafearfarm.com/employment. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Los Angeles. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Amalie McLean to the guest roster for Days of the Dead, Los Angeles, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport. Amalie McLean is known for portraying the little pale girl from the 2022 hit Terrifier 2. Amalie McLean will be attending Friday and Saturday only. Visit daysofthedead.com for more information. And finally, we have this from Not Scary Farm in Buena Park, California. We have exciting news. Due to popular demand, we're releasing more tickets for our Not Scary Farm 50 Nightmares Revealed event. Join us on August 24th at 7 p.m. as we unearth all the ghouls in store for this year's Not Scary Farm. Hosted by the amazing Vamp and Jeff Tucker, this spine-tingling night is one for the books. Grab your tickets today, and you better act fast because they'll disappear quickly. Don't miss out on this haunting experience. Get more information at knots.com/scaryfarm. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine,
a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we get closer and closer to the haunt season, everybody is excited about the prospect of haunted houses opening up, Halloween parties going on, there's conventions going on during those times, there's all sorts of great spooky fun out there. But if you live in the Carolinas, or if you live in Southern Virginia, Kentucky, East Tennessee, something like that, and you want to go to a really cool haunted music event, you may have heard this show last year around this time where we had a guest on there talking about an event called the Graveyard Get Down Music and Haunt Fest. We were so intrigued about it last year, we had to bring them back this year. They're going into their third year. They're in a new location this year, bigger and better than before. So we have Ariel Rimaldi of the Graveyard Get Down Music and Haunt Fest, which is happening October 20th and 21st at Gill Rock Downs in Summerfield, North Carolina, which is just north of Greensboro. But let's get more information from the person who knows all the information. Ariel, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be here talking about the Graveyard Get Down once again this year.
Well, when we talked to you last year, we weren't real sure what this was all about. It turns out it's a big music festival. You got a haunted house or a haunted trail going on at the time. It sounded like a whole lot of fun. So let's ask you about it. How was the 2022 Graveyard Get Down?
It was great. It was a big success. We had so many people come out that we actually had to switch venues because we realized that there was literally one more camping space available by the end of it, and we didn't have room to hold anymore. So that's why this year we are moving to Gill Rock Downs, which is a very big, beautiful property in Summerfield, which is just outside of Greensboro, about 20 minutes from Greensboro and an hour from the Triangle and here in Raleigh. So super excited to be out at this new property this year.
It's minutes off of I-73 and just a little bit north of I-40. It looks like it's very convenient to get to. But for people who may not have heard you on the show last year, and of course, I'm sure there is a whole new slew of bands this year. I'm sure the Haunted Trail is going to be bigger and better than ever. And the parties and the costume contest, I'm sure you've got vendors. And well, before we do that, let's just go in and talk about it. What is the Graveyard Get Down Music and Haunt Fest?
So the Graveyard Get Down, I like to think of it as a two-day event that ties together the thrill of Halloween and the magic and enchantment of going to a music festival. So it's 2 days of live music, camping out. You can camp by your car. We have car camping with tents. You can bring an RV to camp as well. There's going to be 2 days of music. And then we're also going to have a ton of different variety acts out there as well. So we'll have burlesque. We're going to have comedy shows. And then Saturday night, we're going to have a huge haunted forest going through the woods. So after you catch the main act on the stage, you'll be able to walk into this haunted, enchanted forest and get some haunts in as well.
So is the haunted attraction only going on after the main act on Saturday night, or can somebody go through, say, when it just gets dark, or does the main act end at dark?
So it's actually going to have two different times that it's going to open. So the first time that it opens is right after it gets dark on Saturday. So it'll be around 8 o'clock, and then it'll close down for a while. After that, it'll be open for about an hour, and then it'll open back again at midnight later that evening.
Ooh, and how late will people be able to walk through the haunted trail? Will it be until the last person goes through, or will people just, you know, wind up getting lost and having to spend the night out there with all the spooky creatures and
Well, hopefully it'll just be till the last person goes through, but I don't know. You might end up having to sleep out there. I don't know what all is out there. So, you know, definitely go and enter at your own risk with a side of caution.
And where are you getting the actors? Are these just going to be volunteers, or are these going to be people from local haunted attractions that, you know, work at, say, you know, some of the big haunts in the Greensboro area or other areas like that? Or is there an open call right now? Are you looking for people to come and work this thing?
Well, we are always looking for more, you know, the more the merrier. So if you are listening and you're interested, you know, shoot us an email at thegraveyardgetdown@gmail.com. But so Justin Heater is a haunt enthusiast from Wilmington. He has been partnering with me on the Graveyard Get Down for the past 3 years. He's an actor, and he has been putting on haunted trails for many, many years now. And so he brings his own haunted trail to the festival each year. So he gets a group of actors, and he does just that, what you said. He recruits them from different haunted trails. They might be actors from different theater groups, but we're always, you know, recruiting and looking for more. And I know that he can, you know, use all the help that he can get. So would definitely welcome more monsters on our trail this year.
Well, it sounds like that's going to be just absolutely horrifying and terrifying, walking through the woods at midnight in late October. I mean, actually, it sounds pretty damn awesome if you ask me. But let's talk a little bit about the music part of it. Who are some of the bands? Is this going to be like a heavy metal, thrash metal, black metal, doom metal, satanic music fest? Or what kind of musical acts are we looking at here?
You know, I've been interested in getting some metal bands. I haven't really tapped into that world quite yet, but hopefully in Graveyard Get Downs to come, we can get some metal music out there. But we're going to have a pretty big variety of bands from all over North Carolina. Our headliner is Two Bob Crew. They've been touring in North Carolina for almost 20 years, and it's hard to put their genre of music into one category, but they're kind of like a mix of rock and folk and funk and African tribal music. So you never really know what you're going to get with their show. But they're from Asheville, so they're our big headliner. And then we have Big Daddy Love, who is they're a bluegrass band. They're very high energy, really fun. They're from Winston-Salem. Then Empire Strikes Brass, which is a brass funk band from Asheville. And then, you know, we have multiple other artists on the lineup that has, you know, everything from techno to reggae to bluegrass to rock and jam bands. So a little bit of everything.
It sounds like it's just going to be something for everybody. You know, you hear about music festivals around Halloween and you immediately think, you know, Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson, you know, goth stuff and all this, but this is slightly different. This is almost Woodstock-ish with the different varieties of music you've got here. And you know, the fall in North Carolina, especially in this area of the Piedmont, is just gorgeous. And, you know, there's so many outdoor music festivals going on there. This is not one that's going to be, it doesn't sound like anyway, too scary for kids. Is this a family friendly type event?
Yes, we definitely welcome kids. We're going to have some face painting vendors out there, and definitely want as many kids to come out as possible. I think they make events like this a whole lot of fun. I would say for the Haunted Trail, if you have kids, I'm not saying no kids can come on the Haunted Trail, because we had a 10-year-old go down it last year and he had an absolute blast. I think he ended up going down it more than once. But, you know, if you're a parent and you're listening, you know your kid better than anybody else. So just make sure they're the right kind of kid, because I think, you know, when I was 10 years old, that probably would have scared the crap out of me. But
I was working in haunted houses at age 10, but we won't talk about how long that was.
That explains a lot.
It certainly does. Now, I did notice on your website that there is a costume contest going on. What's that all about?
Yeah, so the costume contests are going to be really fun. We're going to have one each night, and each night we're going to have different themes too. I haven't announced the themes yet, but I feel like right now would be a good time to announce them.
Breaking news.
Friday the theme is going to be sea creatures of the night, and then Saturday the theme will be Hollywood horror. So we'll be doing different costume contests each night. And we're going to have a ton of different vendors there that are selling their artwork, candles, jewelry, all kinds of stuff. So basically what we do is each vendor puts in a gift from their shop and we create like a huge prize. So whoever wins the costume contest each evening will get that huge prize from all the vendors, and they'll get some Graveyard Get Down merch as well.
Do you have a list of who some of the vendors may be? Are they people that, tend to work at like horror cons or art shows or what?
Well, some of them, so like Flowland is a partner of ours, and they're a hemp store. They also have a bunch of different gifts and decor for your house. They sell skateboards, disc golfs. They have all kinds of stuff in their store. And then we have a boat rental company, Motorboat Inn. So they usually give out like a 2-hour jet ski rental. Squeezable Jam is an artist that partners with us. They make amazing tapestries and tie dyes. So those are just a few. We have a ton other vendors there. There's going to be food trucks as well. So yeah. There'll be a lot of cool stuff to shop while you're there.
Yeah, you had me at food trucks, so I can't argue with that. Now, you know, it wouldn't be a festival if there wasn't some sort of after-hours party. Is there anything going on that's official or maybe unofficial that just kind of happens when the music stops and the people are winding down the haunted trail? Is there any kind of late-night shenanigans going on?
Well, we're definitely going to have our burlesque show late night, and then also just going to have some campfire jams, like acoustic campfire jams. And then the whole event is bring your own beer as well. So feel free to bring your own beverages to enjoy however you like.
As long as you're over 21, of course.
Right, definitely over 21.
Yes. So it just sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and I assume tickets are on sale now or will be very soon?
Yep, you can get tickets right now, so you can get tickets for the whole weekend. We're also selling single-day tickets for Friday and Saturday.
Okay, I'm not a camper. My idea of roughing it's like, you know, no cable TV or something. So, you know, you can buy just a day pass. And are there hotels in the area? I know Greensboro's got a lot of good hotels, but are there places for people to stay if they don't feel like camping and just huff it?
Yeah, you can look up. There's a few hotels in the area. There's Airbnbs in the area. So you definitely don't have to stay there and camp, even if, you know, you're coming out for the whole weekend. So don't let the camping part deter you if you're not a big camper.
And I would be remiss if I didn't say this is an absolute gorgeous time of the year to be in the Piedmont of North Carolina. You know, the mountains may have peaked with leaf colors, but not the triad. That area at this time in October should be in probably peak leaf watching, and I'm assuming that this area is going to have a lot of good hardwoods and maybe some good rides in on the interstates as you're coming to this.
Yes, and the property is just beautiful too. Actually, the guy Steven that owns the property is a landscaper, and that's what he does for a living. So his property is gorgeous. There's so many trees out there, and it's a beautiful, very tranquil place to be.
Unless you're having a giant music and haunt fest. So
right. Yeah. Unless you're going through the woods at night getting scared by our ghouls that are going to be out there. So
yeah, as long as the chainsaw welding clowns are kept to a minimum, we'll be all right. Well, again, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's October 20th and 21st at Gill Rock Downs in Summerfield, North Carolina. This is just north of Greensboro. It's literally moments off I-73. It's probably, you know, 15, 20 minutes off I-40 if you're going to the mountains to go leaf watching, or if you're in the area and you want to check out a really fun sounding music fest with a haunted trail. How can people get tickets? How can people get more information with websites, social medias, etc.?
You can get tickets on our website, thegraveyardgetdown.com. And you can follow us on, we have a Facebook and we have an Instagram as well. If you just type in The Graveyard Get Down, you'll be able to find it very easily.
Thegraveyardgetdown.com?
Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Ariel Rimaldi is the owner, director, big cheese, whatever you want to call her, of The Graveyard Get Down Music and Haunt Fest, entering its third year at Gill Rock Down, Summerfield, North Carolina, The GraveyardGetDown.com. Ariel, it's a pleasure to have you here on Big Scary News.
Thank you so much for having me.
And one of these days, you might see a certain couple of people from a podcast show up and cover this event. This just sounds like an opportunity that's too good to pass up. So we'll have to talk off the air. But once again, folks,
yes, absolutely.
My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.